Joe Biden unleashes a speech police on the federal government. Kevin McCarthy flies to Florida to meet with former President Trump. Plus, in the spirit of unity, Nancy Pelosi calls some members of Congress the enemy within. All that and more. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is a 13-Minute News Hour.
And God bless the United States of America.
All right, friends, welcome to the show. Happy Friday. Hope you had a great week. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to start with Joe Biden because he unleashed the speech police this week as part of his record-setting amount of executive orders and memos. No president in history has issued this many orders and memos. No one. And now he's turning his focus on what federal employees say and write, even think, regarding especially coronavirus, because you know you just can't be racist about coronavirus. That's right. Even though we know the virus came from China, and even though we know that other diseases and viruses have been named for their place of origin, think Ebola, West Nile, Spanish flu, German measles, you name it. If you say China virus, though, that's racist. And that is a problem that Joe Biden wants to fix because it's apparently just sweeping the nation. And here's Biden.
Today, I'm directing federal agencies to combat resurgence of xenophobia, particularly against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders that we've seen skyrocket during this pandemic. This is unacceptable, and it's un-American.
All right, so Joe Biden is directing all federal agencies to address this skyrocketing resurgence of xenophobia toward Asians. Have you seen this? Have you seen this going around? Have you seen this sweeping the nation? Or instead, is this a left-wing talking point that they repeat over and over and over through their allies in the media until people start thinking it's true that every interest group, every race, every ethnicity hates each other? What do you think is more likely? And here's more from Biden.
I've also asked the Department of Health and Human Services to put out best practices for combating xenophobia in our national response to COVID.
So Biden wants to combat xenophobia as it relates to Asian Americans, in particular in the response to COVID-19. So what does that all mean? Where is COVID-19 or coronavirus racist? Well, Joe Biden wants to address that. And what it basically means is that no one will be saying China virus anymore at a press conference or putting it in a memo or putting it in an email. He didn't particularly specifically forbid that, but this is what it's all about. In his statement, in his memo, here's some of the points that Joe Biden brings up. The Secretary of Health and Human Services shall, in coordination with the COVID-19 Health Equity Task Force, consider issuing guidance describing best practices for advancing cultural competency, language access, and sensitivity toward Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders in context of the federal government's COVID-19 response. Executive departments and agencies shall take all appropriate steps to ensure that official actions, documents, and statements, including those that pertain to the COVID-19 pandemic, do not exhibit or contribute to racism, xenophobia, and intolerance against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders. And so it begins. The thought police is in full force, folks. And for just a moment, let's forget about West Nile and Ebola and Spanish flu and German measles. Let's just think about coronavirus, okay? What is it people are talking about? And I'm talking about around the world and right here in America with our own media and with the Democrats. We're talking about these new strains of coronavirus, these new variants. And what are they called? The UK variant and the South African variant. So you can say the South African variant, but you can't say the South African variant of the China virus. That's racist. That's where things are going. In addition, it's not just limited to coronavirus. Now, the phrase illegal aliens, that's done. That's taboo too. And here's the story. With President Biden in control, ICE has moved to police its agents' words, telling them the terms alien and illegal alien may no longer be used in any documents. Instead, agents have been ordered to use undocumented, as in undocumented non-citizen or undocumented individual. David Shaw, acting assistant director of domestic operations at Homeland Security Investigations said in a memo that the changes were an effort to align with current guidance and to ensure consistency in reporting. His order applies to all official documents, memos, and even emails. So, no more illegal aliens, no more China virus. You can't say anything in the Biden administration. It's all gone totally PC, totally politically correct, all in the name of stamping out this massive resurgence of xenophobia. Give me a break. All right, next let's talk about Kevin McCarthy, who flew to Florida to meet with President Trump. But first, if you're new to the show or haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe. And when you do, please hit that bell so you'll be notified. We're making our push for 150,000 subscribers, and we can do it with your help. All right, this week, Kevin McCarthy flew to Florida. He met with former President Trump on Thursday to discuss the 2022 elections. Now, if you recall, the 2020 elections at the congressional level were very interesting because the Democrats and the media, everyone was talking about this blue wave that was going to continue, that the House Republicans were going to get wiped out, that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats would even make bigger gains than they did before. What was the reality? The reality is that the House GOP made the gains. Not a single House GOP member lost. In every single House race that was listed as a toss-up was won by the GOP. That's what happened in 2020. In 2022, they want to see even more, and here's the story. McCarthy and Trump met at Mar-a-Lago to discuss the 2022 midterm elections. It was the first time they had seen each other in person since the Capitol Hill riot. McCarthy released a statement after the meeting saying Trump has committed to helping Republicans in both the House and Senate in 2022. Today, President Trump committed to helping elect Republicans in the House and Senate in 2022. A Republican majority will listen to our fellow Americans and solve the challenges facing our nation, McCarthy said. Democrats, on the other hand, have only put forward an agenda that divides us, such as impeaching a president who is now a private citizen and destroying blue-collar energy jobs. For the sake of our country, the radical Democrat agenda must be stopped. So, that statement sounds all well and good, but there are definitely things that need to be ironed out between these two and between the Republicans in the House in general. First of all, if you recall, after the Capitol riot, McCarthy gave a speech saying that President Trump bears some responsibility for what happened. That did not go over well with President Trump. They definitely need to work that out. In addition, President Trump wants Liz Cheney gone. She is in the GOP House leadership. She voted to impeach President Trump with no due process at all. No hearing from President Trump or his team at all. No due process. She voted for impeachment. President Trump wants her gone. McCarthy came out supporting Liz Cheney. He's backed away from that a little bit, just as he's backed away from his statements on President Trump. But it's going to be very interesting because there are a ton of House Republicans that want to see Liz Cheney gone from that leadership position. Matt Gaetz, very vocal House member, he was in Wyoming campaigning against Liz Cheney, supporting her primary opponent. And here's Gaetz.
I think if Liz Cheney had a rally with all of her supporters, they could likely meet inside one of the elevators in the Capitol and still have plenty of room for social distancing.
So as you can see, Gaetz is no fan of Cheney at all. She voted along with nine other House members to impeach the president. As I mentioned, there was no due process at all. Gaetz is fired up. He's going after Cheney. And as I've said in previous shows, I think she should be removed from her leadership position. I think those other nine should be stripped of committee assignments because you don't go impeach your Republican president when there's no due process. When he said to the crowd, peacefully and patriotically, let your voices be heard. They got caught up in the frenzy, their non-never Trump attitude. That's what ruled the day. We see it. It's obvious. And here's more from Gaetz.
I'll confess to you, this is my first time in Wyoming. I've been here for about an hour, and I feel like I already know the place a lot better than your misguided representative, Liz Cheney.
So, what is Kevin McCarthy going to do? Does he stand behind Liz Cheney, someone who supported this bogus impeachment, no due process proceeding? Or does he stand behind former President Trump, someone who could be very influential, very valuable in helping McCarthy obtain his ultimate goal, which is to be Speaker of the House? What does he do? Let me know what you think in the comments. And we're going to move on to Nancy Pelosi, because the Democrats love to talk about unity. They love to push unity. And as we all know, that just means for Republicans to fall in line and be quiet. That's all they really want. Now, in this spirit of unity, Nancy Pelosi is basically calling out certain members of Congress, describing them as the enemy within. And here's the story. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi referred to House members who carry guns for self-defense as the enemy within on Thursday. Breitbart's Joel Pollack reported Pelosi's statement, wherein she was given a chance to put forward her stance on House members who want to be armed for self-defense. Folks, this isn't unity at all, and we've seen this. We've seen legislators stand up for election integrity. The Democrats want to kick them out. As far as Trump supporters, Democrats are saying they need to be deprogrammed. Now, people who just want to have their self-defense, considering that the Capitol Police failed in this Capitol riot, now they are the enemy within? Here's Joel Pollack, who was referenced in that story. Here's his tweet. Speaker Pelosi referred to certain members of Congress as the enemy within. When asked what she meant, she said there are members who want to carry guns, like Representative Boebert, who carries legally. So, if you exercise your Second Amendment rights after a deadly riot, you are an enemy. That's what Pelosi's saying. And it's not just Pelosi, folks. Recall the interview that I showed with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Chris Cuomo over at CNN, basically saying that she is afraid of other members of Congress.
This was supposed to be a show of force and unity, and you weren't there. Explain it.
Yeah, you know, I think we also had very real security concerns as well, as you mentioned earlier. We still don't yet feel safe around other members of Congress.
How many are we?
I think a very considerable amount. A lot of members do not.
You really think that colleagues of yours in Congress may do you dirty?
Yeah.
Wow. So much for coming together. So much for unity. And again, with the Democrats, it's not about unity. It's about falling in line. If you speak out, if you share an opinion, they bring out the cancel culture. They talk about expelling people from office. They talk about deprogramming. Folks, that's not unity. But again, it goes to our next segment. When we see the left, when we see Nancy Pelosi, we see Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, we just have to ask, do you have a relaxed brain?
I got what you call, like, I don't know, a relaxed brain.
All right, we're going to start with Joy Reid over at MSNBC, because she's just absolutely nuts. And this time she was talking about Joe Biden and his statements on the environment, him speaking out on the environment. And we'll start with Joe Biden's comments.
That's why I'm signing today an executive order to supercharge our administration's ambitious plan to confront the existential threat of climate change. It is an existential threat.
All right, friends, something needs to be done about Joe Biden, because he can't be allowed to make decisions when he can't even make statements. He says things all the time. Watch him in these press briefings or these statements. He's so rigid. He stumbles every single time. Existential? What is that? He said it twice. I don't even know what that is. He's got to know what the word is. Existential threat. He says existential. I mean, and it happens over and over again. Just watch him. That's why he's being guarded so carefully and everything is so scripted. But the main point is Joy Reid. She heard that. She introduced that as part of her segment. Then she says this.
And joining me now is Gina McCarthy, White House National Climate Advisor and former EPA Administrator. Congratulations on your new job. It's very important for the planet. You know, I always feel like if aliens ever really exist and they come and attack us, it's going to be because we destroyed the planet. That'll be our punishment, right?
I don't even know what to say, except that Joy Reid definitely has like a permanent place next to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Relax Brain Friday. What is this? Aliens checking out the Earth? All right. So then I want to leave you with this headline from the Babylon Bee, because it really struck me, considering that the left, the Democrats, the media always talked about President Trump as some kind of fascist dictator. That's right. Someone who was elected in the United States of America, they actually called him a dictator. They love to say that. And here's the headline. Here's a complete list of fascist dictators who were democratically voted out of power. Think about that. Think about around the world, all the fascist dictators that were just voted out and went peacefully, had a peaceful transition of power. Think about that one and think about how many times the Democrats call President Trump a fascist dictator. So, folks, that's our show for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Please subscribe. And when you do, please hit that bell so you'll be notified. And we'll see you next time. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is a 13-Minute News Hour. Okay, friends, thanks so much for watching. And before you go, please hit that subscribe button. Hit that bell so you'll be notified. And here's a special video just for you so you can watch even more of the 13-Minute News Hour. And don't forget to check out GOPUSA.com for the best in conservative news and commentary. We'll see you next time.